started. Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Every business wants your review. What's with the feedback frenzy? From NPR, All Things Considered, by James Dubek, February 25th, 2026.
Doctors and dentists now want you to rate your experience. The car dealership wants you to know how the oil change went. How are the sweatpants you bought online? How was the concert you bought tickets for?
Customers want to read reviews, and businesses need reviews to attract customers. But the constant demand for reviews could be creating a feedback backlash, experts say.
Amazon played a big part in popularizing the online customer review system we now take for granted. And that's just one of the several platforms potential customers use to look up reviews for products and services. And business owners who want frequent and favorable ratings have staked their presence on these sites.
University of Oxford professor Prasad Vana says the growth of online shopping over the last two decades or so has reset our expectations for how we buy pretty much everything. We look to reviews to make decisions.
Whether you're buying a diaper or you're sending your parents to an old age home, what ends up happening is that that's the process that the mind is attuned towards, he says. Now, with whatever decision we're trying to make, we're like, okay, let's read some reviews.
University of San Diego professor Andrea Flynn says reviews are a way for people to social proof their decision, the idea that people tend to copy the behavior of those around them.
You can reach people very easily and inexpensively anytime 24/7 now to make these survey requests. Reviews are a game you have to play, especially for a locally owned small business. But it misses a valuable part of business, the business customer relationship in that in-person feedback provides. It's a love-hate relationship, he says, of their drive for reviews.
There are some signs people are getting tired of it. Customers say they were more likely to review when they've had a particularly positive or particularly negative experience.
Wendy Smith, a senior manager of research science at SurveyMonkey, says most people don't mind taking surveys if they feel it's relevant to them and that their feedback is actually being used.
Deep down, everybody wants to be heard, she says, and that's not an exception in surveys.
And now, here is Five Stars, written by Jen Brown, directed by Shari Rachel Hazlett, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026.
Sisters, breakfast time. Gentle, silly, delicious little breakfast time.
Good morning, Flory. Thank you for a gentle little breakfast.
You're welcome, Fern.
Delicious and silly, that's for me.
Your way all the way, dear Faye. Toast, Faba?
I'll have toast.
Here it is, Faba.
Butter, Faba, dear.
I'll take butter.
I got it.
Now everything accounted for, fresh and delightful.
Such tidy forks and spoons. Oh, and flowers. Delightful.
Thank you for noticing, Fern.
These scrambled eggs are so fluffy.
Like happy yellow clouds.
Oh, Faye, I am so happy to hear that. Best family breakfast of the week, here I come. Oh, eggs, toast, sweet sisters, clap your hands for breakfast. Faye loves eggs. I love eggs. Fern loves eggs. I made the breakfast and I made it so well. I made the breakfast, now can't you tell the world? Please leave a 5-star review.
And a song?
The clapping was a little exhausting, but the eggs are nice. We're stars.
I'll take that. Faba, oldest, dearest, sister dear, I invite you to please share your rating of my Thursday morning family breakfast.
excuse me. I'll just, too hot. Too hot. Oh, I'm sorry. 2 stars.
2-star coffee because it's too hot?
Too hot.
Fern,
Fine. Faba?
The anticipation, huh, Flory?
Shh, Faye. I want to hear what Faba has to say.
The toast is crunchy. Coffee, not too hot.
Not too hot.
My too hot must be Faba's not too hot, I guess.
And the rating, Faba, how many stars?
3.5.
3.5!
Well done, that's up from last week, Flory.
But the butter was freshly churned. And the flowers, I picked them this morning.
Needed a harder scramble on the egg.
That is excellent feedback.
Fern, Faye, how would you rate my feedback for Flory?
5-star feedback, direct and clear with room to grow.
4 stars, only because I really like a fluffy egg.
And Flory, your feedback on my feedback.
1 star. I give your feedback 1 star. You're just trying to hurt my chances for Family Breakfast of the Week because you want to win Family Breakfast of the Week.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Flory. I'll eat Faba's eggs. So,
so fluffy. Even a touch cold, still good.
Thank you, Faye. 5 stars for your egg-cellent feedback.
Cheesy pun is still a pun. 4 stars.
Flory, I only care about seeing you improve. I stand by my review.
If I could give your feedback 0 stars, I would.
Ooh, 5 stars for Flory for sheer brazenness.
1 star for intelligence. She's being super stupid right now.
Well, those are 2-star whispers because I can hear both of you.
Ooh, 5 stars for hearing, Flory.
I've learned you shouldn't argue with customers, Flory.
But we're sisters. I can't argue with my sisters.
We're family. And isn't family the greatest customer of all? Shouldn't you want to earn our praise, respect, and loyalty through excellent customer service?
I really love praise. It's like cartwheels in my heart.
Or the feeling of your fingertips as they glide across finely embroidered stitching. Calming.
Praise means safety.
Well, Family Breakfast of the Week should be mine. My name should be going on the plaque and flying across the Wadsworth family website. A beautiful digital banner shouting, "Congratulations, Flory, winner of Breakfast of the Week."
Flory, are you really willing to risk Sister of the Week fighting over Breakfast of the Week?
Well, I have no chance at Sister of the Week because you all gave my phone call to the doctor's office on Monday a bad review.
It couldn't be helped. The phone call was very awkward.
And that says a lot coming from Fern. Very, very awkward.
Okay. Awkward phone calls aside, it just wasn't a 5-star breakfast. Just be glad Mother isn't around.
Mother.
An extra spoonful of sugar in your tea, Flory, will balance the bitter.
She was a 1-star mother.
Can the dead hear? I give Mother 5 stars. Should I add a star? 6.
Oh, yes, certainly steady. Such high standards and strong hands could snap an arm in half in 3 seconds flat.
Remember when she did snap my arm in half?
Oh, such a character, isn't she?
5 stars.
I'm crying. So funny. Oh, how about the time she locked Flory in the closet?
And then Faba stole the keys so she couldn't get out.
But I was the 5-star mischief maker. Good times.
Yeah. 5 stars.
the kind of mother we all deserved.
Flory, be thankful mother saw your potential and committed herself to your improvement.
We must all strive to be better tomorrow.
What kind of daughter would I be? What kind of sister if I didn't continue to hold us all, myself included, to mother's high standards?
Any more eggs? Toast?
The kind of sisters we all deserve.
Oh, Flory, mother always said, and I think you know what I'm about to say.
You're a one-star
You're
daughter,
You're a one-star
Flory.
Daughter, Flory.
See, we all remember. And I don't want you to become a one-star sister.
But I put in five-star effort.
That's right. She did. We all did. Chest smash punch!
Ow, get your fist out of my ribcage, Fern.
Not until I have your heart in my hands.
Oh, keep your tiny hands off my heart. Don't you touch it.
Almost got it. Yeah, I did it.
Fern, what did you do?
She punched her way through my chest and is currently holding my beating heart in her hands, Flory. You were standing right there. You saw the whole thing, for goodness sakes.
Oh. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I got carried away, I think.
Carried away. There goes the neighborhood rating, Fern. We had a 5-star rating in the neighborhood, and we're absolutely going to lose at least 1 star over this fiasco. You can't tear out your sister's heart over breakfast and expect to keep a 5-star neighborhood rating!
I don't know what came over me. I guess I was just trying to be the sister Flory deserved. The sister we all deserved. Even Faba.
Ooh, such a mess.
I care a lot about the neighborhood rating. What will people think? And you just blew it, Fern. You blew it. Chest smash punch. Oh.
This chest smash patch is smash punch is so powerful. Faye, 5 stars.
Thank you. Now stop wiggling while I pull out your
face. Faye, Fern was just trying to help. Why can't we just help each other and be nice? Chest smash punch!
Just happened! That's my heart! 5 stars, Flory, for speed and strength!
Okay, that's it. Enough. Blood everywhere. 1 star for everybody. No one's winning Sister of the Week.
Aww.
What? But, aww. I didn't think everyone's hearts would be so beautiful.
They're all so different looking.
And are they... Do you hear that? Are they trying to beat together?
Fern, yours is so heavy.
Sometimes it just gets like that. Just sometimes. Not always.
Well, Faye's is so warm. My hand is so cozy and happy right now.
Faba's has a lot of ropey patterns on it. Makes it seem stronger, but also harder. Like nothing's getting in there.
Can I feel?
Let's all trade.
Pass me Faba's. I want to feel the ropes. Take Fern's, Flory.
Faye, yours is warm. But I knew that already.
Shame we can't see Flory's heart.
I can. 5 stars.
Thank you, Faba.
I can't wait to laugh about this down the line.
I'm already laughing. These things are so sticky.
And slimy.
Even Faba is laughing.
All right. We should probably put these hearts back and tidy up this mess.
5-star idea, Faba. Who does this one belong to again?
That's mine.
I've got Ferns, I think.
Yes, that one's mine.
Does it really matter which heart goes where?
Yes.
Oh, I'll get a mop.
You're tangling them, Faye.
Well,
They've always been a little tangled, I think.
This has been Five Stars, written by Jen Brown, directed by Shari Rachel Hazlett.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. You were involved in this thing. Get off stage.
Featuring Debbie Bell, Carrie Bond, Olivia Webb, and Gretchen Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.